You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
People are making offers on my house that I'll never see those offers again, ever.
Oh, you're thinking about it. I mean,
I am thinking about it.
I honestly never even get to the point where I hear the offer. I'm always just like, yeah, I'm not selling right now, but I probably should.
But Stu, you'd have to then re-enter the market to buy another house. Well, that's in this market.
That's the problem. The inventory is so low that it's like, where are we going to go? Right.
And my kids are going. You'll be going up to Atlanta.
And then the price will be just as high for you.
Probably. So like
sell your house and then you have to find a house.
I think I'd rent for a year, maybe.
You may downsize, though, because you're about to be
going to college,
empty nesters. Are you going to downsize? No. There's no way.
We're going to upgrade.
Sugan says to take a step back.
Yeah, we're probably going to. I'm going to blow through all this cash that we're making. I'm gonna upgrade, Mike. What I mean by upgrade is I'm not really gonna downsize. I'm gonna sell my house and I'm gonna buy five others. Okay, but I'm gonna place them all over the country. One by Emma's college, one by Rachel's college, one at a place that I want to be at, one by Augusta, and
they're separating, Stugatz.
What do you mean?
Different schools?
Yeah, they're going to separate. I thought you asked if me and my wife are separating. Not yet.
I'm sorry.
No, not yet. No. Yeah.
About 12 months.
Are they like very dependent on each other? Like, is that going to be tough? Think them.
We've kept them in separate rooms. They have separate sets of friends. They have separate interests. So I think they'll be okay.
Just because my wife's a twin and her sister are like attached at the hip.
Where's Emma going?
I don't think they could move away from each other.
Emma's thinking about Syracuse, Arizona, Wisconsin, party girl.
Chris,
she's the one that keeps me up at night, Roy. That's the one that keeps me up at night. Okay.
When they were in school, were they in the same section or in the different sections?
Oh, they did everything together, like their entire life. They talk on the way to work. They talk on the way to work every day. Like they are. It's not healthy. I make fun.
I think that's what my twins are going to be like because they're at a point where.
I mean, they have a great relationship. Like I don't think it's really.
I know.
There are parts of it where I'm like, you guys should. You know,
you have to do separate stuff. You have to, man.
You worry that like if you don't, then like there's a dependency thing. Like if they're ever separated because life, right? Are they going to be able to handle and cope?
Like because of that, they get very emotional about each other's things. Like Christy will, if like Corey has something happen to her, like my wife will like loot. You know what I mean? Like they're very because of how close they are.
Can she sense like without even speaking? Can she sense that something's going on?
Not really sense. They do like oddly, like somebody will ask them a question and they like say something in unison. Like they'll say something, the exact same words at the exact same time. It's pretty creepy, actually.
They talk to each other all the time, man. Like that's, you know, for most human beings, the human that you've had the most words with is probably your mother, right? Except for twins, the human you've had the most words with is that person who sleeps in the bed. Right. The way or whatever.
But we went out of our way, I mean, to make sure they were kind of doing separate
stuff. Did you have separate rooms or
always separate rooms? Yes.
Do they fight?
Always
separate rooms, separate classes, separate just a bunch of stuff.
Do they clash a lot, Stugatz?
No, but they do get oddly emotional for each other, which is really, really nice and cool to see.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah.
So your wife and her sister identical or no?
Yeah.
How many times before you're married did you confuse them?
My wife's sister has like a mark on her face that's like a beauty mark.
But early on, you never confused them?
Like, no, I'm telling you, for the very like first month of it, I would kind of need to see that mark just to like make sure that I'm not talking to the wrong one.
You were like checking the sign of her face.
Now I can look at like childhood photos of them and see the difference.
Really?
Yeah.
So here's Chris, I can't. If I look at photos of my kids, especially when they were younger, I can't tell them apart.
Well, not like infants. Infants tough, but like, not infant, like I'm talking middle about like school, four, like middle school and fifth grade. Like I can kind of, I can see the difference in those pictures.
Because I was gonna say the only way I could tell my kids apart is by their personality. They also have the beauty mark thing. Like one has it on the right side, one has it on the left side. But like they walk in a room if I can't see their face clearly, but I can just tell by the way they walk in the room. That's this one. That's the other one because they're just so different personality wise. One's very bossy and type A. The other one is like a comedian, like likes to joke around a lot. So you could just tell by the way they enter.
You like that one more?
One's like you, one's like your wife.
Look, I love all my children the same.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
You guys are the only one who can have this conversation with me. Everyone else, you guys are all batting singles.
I love all my children the same.
There you go, Stugatz.
I do. Except for Emma.
Just
keeps me up at night.
Now, do you think they love you more than they love their mom?
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, I don't discipline them. I'm the person they still come to for fun, right?
Also the one that embarrasses them though.
Constantly. They argue with my wife a lot, man. Teenage girls with mom is tough. I feel bad for Abby right now.
My 3-year-old is tough already with my wife.
Yeah.
They're already clashing.
It's tough. I mean, I'd like to think that they love me more.
Claire is saying no all the time. Like every time I say something to her, it's like, no, no, no. I'm like, girl, say yes once in your life, please.
That's what happens when you make her a princess so early.
I hear you on the show a lot.
Does she?
Billy, you excited for all this? This is what you have to look forward to.
I mean, I'm trying to figure out if you guys are actively having contests to make your kids like you more than your wives.
I am. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a losing battle.
There is something about walking upstairs when my wife is losing it, like just like she's not listening to her, and I can walk up there and then like she listens to me. Because that's the way it is with me. She doesn't listen to my wife, but me, like if I'm like, Gracelyn, stop, like she'll do what my wife has been trying to get her to do for 10 minutes.
Correct. Right.
Your wife, I'm sure, loves that.
No, but it's like the other night, it was like where Abby was trying to get Rachel to come home because it was getting close to midnight, and Rachel just kept, she wasn't even responding to the text, and I sent one text, get home now. Okay, Dad. That was it, right? But it aggravates Abby, like it drives her crazy.
Part of you is like, yeah, I got this.
Yeah, I got it, yeah. I don't discipline, but here's the key, Bill. If you want
that
your
sounded
kid,
like a discipline. That sounded like you were the guy that came down with the hammer.
It's just being, listen, I'm just being firm. That's it. Okay.
What kid's doing out till midnight now?
No, because what do you mean they're juniors in high school? It's too late. I never had a curfew growing up. So
I mean the whole, you know, pandemic situation.
Irresponsible.
Where do you even go? Are there things open at that time?
Well, they go to parties. They go to Atlantic Boulevard and Delray sometimes. I don't know. For all I know, they have fake IDs. I mean, they're doing what I did when I was growing up, you know? Lying.
What would you do if you found out your kids have fake IDs?
I think they do, Bill.
This just like a thing that you just like not going to ask them because you don't want to know?
Well, remember, cool, okay? Remember,
play cool, Stu guys.
Well, I am in a dangerous game of I'm trying to get my kids to love me more than my wife, okay?
Yeah.
So when my wife says be home by 11, they come to me and I say no curfew. Curfew, schmurfew. That's what I usually say to
that's
them.
That's
right?
The problem.
Yeah, I'm totally undermining her. So, but they love me more. And that's really, that's the important part of
that. That's the most important part, yeah.
Yeah, I give them, listen, if they have a fake ID, I'm okay with that. I don't mind that. Like, what's wrong? Like a fake ID. We all had one growing up. They got to get into the bars. I can't believe I'm saying this about my daughters.
Not at seven. You had a fake ID at 17?
Yeah, of course.
There's no way Chris Whittingham had
a fake ID. Of course.
Chris Whittingham has a fake ID right now.
Do you know the kind of punishment that you would get for that?
I actually never had a fake ID.
Legally?
What, having a fake ID?
I bet Chris knows.
I would like rat myself out if I had a fake ID.
Yeah.
I would go to the bouncer and be like, this isn't real.
You'd walk
I'm
up.
I'm not actually
fake.
From Hawaii.
When I was 19, I was in Atlanta and all my friends were older. And so I had a fake ID to get into bars. And I was drunk one day walking from one bar to the next. And we got stopped by a cop. Like on foot. And he said, let me see some ID. And I stupidly handed him my fake ID. And he looked at it and he says, you can't be serious. And I said, oh, sorry, officer. I don't even drink. I just have it because all my friends are older and I just want to be able to accompany them and get into the places and hang out with them. I promise, Like I went full sob story. And so he says, all right. And so then I looked at him and I said, you think I could have that back? He said, what? And I was like, nothing.
Billy, what is the fine if you get caught with a fake ID?
I have no idea. I wouldn't want to know, though.
$271.14.
What?
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SUNNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SUNNY to 200-300. That's SUNNY to 200-300. SUNNY to 200-300.